弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们晚上可以一起聚集来查考圣经的道理。
We give thanks for the grace of God that we're able to gather here this evening to study the Bible together, the words of God.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考在恩典中堕落的警戒。
So now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with you all the topic falling from grace or the warning of falling from grace.
我们读经在读列王记上。
Our Bible reading schedule is 1 Kings.
昨天跟今天读到了这个再一次的王位的交接。
So yesterday and today we read yet another transition of kingship.
就是从所罗门王把王位传给罗伯安。
This was the passing of the throne of Solomon to Rehoboam.
那这跟我们上一次所提到的从大卫王传给所罗门王是很不一样的。
And this time is very different from what we mentioned previously about the passing down of the kingship from David to Solomon.
我们从第十一章从跟第十二章，我们看到这个国家开始走向分裂，而且走上衰微的起点。
So from chapter 11 to chapter 12, we are starting to see that the kingdom is starting to go towards the direction of splitting.
那这是让我们后代的人看来是非常遗憾的一件事。
And to people who came after them, looking back, this is something that is very regretful.
因为一个非常有智慧又蒙神宠爱的王，最后竟然走上惹神发怒的这条罪恶的道路。
Because the king that once was filled with the wisdom and love of God, in the end, actually walked on the path of destruction.
他也在神的带领底下完成神要做的工作，为神建造圣殿。
Under the guidance of God, he actually accomplished what God wanted him to do, which was the building of the temple.
所罗门王又蒙神赐给他极大的智慧，是前无古人，后无来者的。
And Solomon actually received such wisdom that was never being done before, nor will it happen again.
也就是说，从人间的智慧上来看，所罗门王可能是真的是最聪明的一位。
Basically, it's telling us that from the logic of men or in this world, Solomon was the wisest of all people.
他所有的智慧都是神赐给他的。
Because all his wisdom was given to him by God.
他可以分别是非，判断善恶。
And he was able to discern the right from wrong and also to make judgment of good and evil.
他上通天文，下通地理。
And he knew about all the things in heaven and on earth.
他知道动物、昆虫、水族。
And he understood all the animals, the insects, and the animals or the creatures under the ocean.
讲出了非常令人感动的智慧的话语。
And he was also able to say words of wisdom that would touch men.
所以在列王记上第四章就描述所罗门他有多大的智慧。
So in 1 Kings chapter 4, it actually described how great Solomon's wisdom was.
他不是只是当时他的国家里面的智慧人，包括整个世界当世代的人所以各国人都想要来听他讲智慧的话语。
So not only was he the wisest man in his own country, he was the wisest of his generation. And people from all over the world wanted to hear his words of wisdom.
所罗门俨然是当时候这个智慧的中心，所以各国派遣使者呢，要来听所罗门王讲智慧的话。
And obviously, Solomon became the center of all wisdom. And so all the countries, they sent people to hear his wisdom.
所以第四章的三十四节，就特别强调，天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就多差人来听他的智慧话。
And so that's why verse 34 tells us that men of all nations from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom came to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
所以你看这个各国都派这个官员要来从所罗门口中得到一些话语指示。
And we could see that so all the nations, they wanted to hear the wisdom of Solomon to receive guidance.
那我们从圣经的记录看到真的，当时候有示巴女王呢，也想要来证实到底所罗门有多有智慧，所以她亲自来 要来跟所罗门王考试。
And we also see from the Bible that the Queen of Sheba, at the time, she wanted to see exactly how wise Solomon was, and so she came to test him.
好，所以第十章我们就看到示巴女王带了很大的一个阵容啊，准备很多礼物啊，真的就是要来看看所罗门到底多有智慧。
And so in chapter 10, we could see that the Queen of Sheba, she brought a lot of people with her, and she wanted to see exactly how wise Solomon was.
结果呢，他给所罗门出了考题呢，所罗门全都答上了。
And then all the questions that she had for Solomon, Solomon was able to answer everything.
所以第十章的第四节呢，这个示巴女王她看到所罗门大有智慧，她。和他所见的这个公事啊，以及他接下去所看到的这个摆设的这些帐阵呢，圣经描述说，示巴女王吓得诧异的魂不守舍。
And so that's why in verse 4 it says that when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon and also that the house he built, the food on his table, all these things, that there was no more spirit in her.
第六节特别说，他自己跟所罗门王说了。我在本国里所听见论到你的事和你的智慧，实在是真的。
And then in verse 6, she herself said to King Solomon, "It was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom."
第七节，我先前不信那些话，他之前事实上是存疑说，哪有这么有智慧的人
？And then in verse 7, she said, "However, I did not believe the words because she didn't really believe that there would be such a person."
结果他说，等到我来亲眼看了才知道说，哎呀，其实。我所听见的还不到一半呢。
And then she said, "Until I came and saw with my own eyes, and indeed the half was not told me."
那你的智慧和你的福分越过我所听见的丰盛。
And she said, "Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard."
所以他第八节说，你的臣子、你的仆人常侍立在你面前，听你智慧的话是有福的。
And that's why in verse 8, she also said, "Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom."
这个就是在形容当时候所罗门从神所领受的智慧到底有多广阔，有多深不可测。
And so this story, the description, it told us that exactly how wide and how deep the wisdom that Solomon had.
那所以第九节啊，这个示巴女王说：“主你的神是应当称颂的，他喜悦你，使你做以色列的国位，因为他永远爱以色列，所以立你做王，使你秉公行义。”
And that's why also in verse 9, she said, "Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord has loved Israel forever. Therefore, he made you king to do justice and righteousness."
所以其实从这个外邦人的眼中看来，所罗门他的这一切，其实因为神喜悦他，才会有的结果。
And so, from the eyes of a Gentile, everything that Solomon had was the result of the love of God, because God delighted in him.
那所以他特别强调说，事实上是主以色列的神让你做王的。
And she also emphasized the fact that it was actually the Lord, the God of Israel, that made him king.
那要让你可以秉公行义。
And the purpose was so that he could do justice and righteousness.
也就是说，能够行神所喜悦的事。
Meaning that he would be able to do things that were pleasing to God.
能够永远敬畏这一位赐给他这么大福分的神。
And he would be able to fear God always.
而且能够走在神的路上，带领百姓一起来敬畏神。
And also to walk on the path of God, and also to lead the people to fear God.
所以。第十章的第23节特别说，所罗门王的财宝和智慧胜过天下的列王。
And that is why in chapter 10 verse 23, it said that King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom.
现在第24节说哈，普天下的王都来求见所罗门，要听神赐给他智慧的话。
And then in verse 24, it says that now all the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart.
你看，之前他们是听说，所以他们是王派臣子来听，现在是王亲自要来听了。
So previously, they have heard about the wisdom of Solomon, and they sent representatives to hear it. But then now they wanted to hear it themselves.
所以示巴女王来见了所罗门之后。 造成很大的改变。
And so after Queen Sheba went to see Solomon, there was a big change.
所以示巴女王回去所讲的话，一定让各国的列王都非常惊讶。
And so whatever it was that Queen Sheba said when she went back, it must have surprised all the nations.
我们就看到接下来就很多的国家啊，他们送了好多礼物要来给所罗门。
And then we see what happened afterwards was that all the all these people they brought presents, so many presents to Solomon.
所以那个时候的所罗门应该很忙很忙，因为要接待各国的王来访问呢。
So at the time, Solomon must have been really busy because he needed to host all the kings of the different nations.
同时也得了很多的财富。
And at the same time, he also received much wealth.
但这些财富当中有一些附赠品，就是各国的公主。
But then, out of these presents or gifts, one of them would be the princesses of the different nations.
所以我们看一个他领受神极大的祝福以后，接下去我们就看到他逐渐的走向败亡的路上了。
And so after receiving much grace and blessing from God, we started to see that he started to go down the path of destruction.
我们从历史知道所罗门作王40年。
From history, we find out that King Solomon was king for 40 years.
他前面的20年盖宫殿，盖圣殿。
And the first 20 years, he spent building the temple.
那接下来的20年呢，就是他国位稳定，工作完成以后，他开始走向偏离神正路的这条路上。
And then the latter 20 years, it was after he had finished his work and that his country condition was very stable, that's when he started walking down the destruction of his kingdom.
他在神的祝福底下越来越昌盛，越来越出名了。
Under the blessing of God, he became more and more famous.
但是接下来，所罗门开始走向奢华宴乐，而且他的内心开始偏离神的那条下坡的路了。
But then the next step is that he started to go towards a luxurious life, and then he started to walk down the path that's not pleasing to God.
在神的恩典当中要站立得住，其实这是更大的考验。
In order to stand firm under the grace of God, that in itself is actually a greater test.
在困难当中，我们通常都会紧紧抓住神。
Usually, in our difficult times, we would hold on to God very tightly.
但是当我们顺利的时候，通常人就开始走向得罪神的这条路上，很有可能的。
Usually, it's very likely that when we are in our prosperity, that we start to go down the path that stray away from God.
因为历史上不断的证明这样一个人会走的路线。
Because throughout history, it kept on having examples that proves the path that men tend to walk on.
大卫王就是这样子。
David, King David was like this.
当他国中太平的时候，他就开始士气警醒。
When everything was peaceful in his country, he started to lose his vigilance.
最后他犯了大罪，惹神发怒。
And then in the end, he committed a great sin and brought about the wrath of God.
那所罗门王他现在重复他父亲所走的路线了。
And then now King Solomon, he started to repeat the path that his father took.
其实所罗门他知道他这一切都是神给他的，别人也一直在提醒他。
Solomon knew that everything he had was given to him by God, and other people were reminding him.
可是从十一章开始，
but starting from chapter 11,
我们就看到所罗门王他败落的这个关键点。
We started to see the key point of how Solomon started to fall.
那这也就是我们读圣经这段历史要特别谨慎要学习的。
And this is also something that we must keep in mind when we're reading the history in the Bible.
第十一章一开头就说，所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦的女子。
Verse 1 of chapter 11, it tells us that King Solomon loved many foreign women as well as the daughter of Pharaoh.
那这些女子都是神曾经特别吩咐说不可以跟他们来往的民族。
And all these women were the ones that God specifically said to not interact with them.
第二节特别说，
In verse 2, it tells us,
神曾经讲过的话在申命记第七章。
In verse 2, it said what God had once said that was recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 7.
你们不可以与他们往来相通，因为他们必诱惑你们的心，去随从他们的神。那所罗门却恋爱这些女子。
You shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love.
第三节
Verse 3.
Solomon 有妃七百，都是公主，又有嫔三百。这些妃嫔诱惑他的心。
He had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart.
第四节说，所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心，是随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实地顺服主他的神。
In verse 4 it says that, for it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart away or after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David.
我们看到这几节经文的记录，我们就看到一个人心会偏离神，事实上是有一个过程的。
From these recordings, we could see that for someone whose heart turns away from God, it actually took some time. It's a process.
我们现在如果注意看，所罗门他一开始是娶的法老女儿，这是政治性的婚姻。
So, from the Bible, we could see that the first woman that he married was the daughter of Pharaoh, and that was a political marriage.
那第三章哈，就特别讲，当时候所罗门娶了法老女儿之后，其实他的心还是很爱神，他知道这个法老女儿不可以住在那个大卫城里啊。
So, chapter 3, it tells us that after he had married the daughter of Pharaoh, Solomon's heart still loved God. He knew that.She should not be living in the city of David.
所以他建完圣殿之后，就赶快建那个他这个王后应该住的地方啊，把他迁出去。
And then, so after he had finished building the temple, he quickly built another place for the queen to move her out.
第三章的第三节特别说，所罗门是爱神，他遵行父亲大卫的律例。
Verse 3 it says that Solomon loved the Lord.Walking the statues of his father David.
他说，只是还在秋坛献祭烧香。
It says that except that he sacrificed and burned incense at the high places.
也就是说，那个时候因为还没有圣殿还没有建嘛，哈。
Because at that time, the temple was not finished.
当时候百姓沿袭这个历史所留下来的传统，在这个高岗上青翠树下那个外邦人用过的那个地点来敬拜神。
And then so the people at the time following their traditions at the time, they would worship God under the trees at the places where the foreigners would also worship their God.
在秋坛献祭给神的问题就是因为那个地方是用偶像是拜过偶像的现在要来拜真神这当然不可以。
And the issue with sacrificing at the high places was that those were once used to worship idols, but then they were using the same things to worship true God, which was not okay.
本来摩西特别吩咐进迦南地说要把这些丘坛全部都毁了才行。
And originally Moses actually commanded them to destroy all these high places once they enter into the land of Canaan.
把那个偶像的名字都把它拆了。
And they were supposed to destroy all the idols.
也就是说，有关于这个拜偶像，所有的一切都要把它毁掉，从不能够跟随他们的习惯。
Meaning that everything that was used to worship the gods of Canaan, all these idols, they needed to destroy everything.
但是几百年下来，显然神的这个吩咐没有被执行。
But obviously, after 100 years, this command of God was not carried out.
所以当时候献祭拜神的事情呢？并没有完全纯正，所以这留下了信仰的破口。
And so, the matter regarding worshiping God and sacrifices, it was not pure, and this presented a hole in their faith.
但是对所罗门来说，他其实心里面还是爱神，他特别在第三节特别强调，而且他遵行他父亲所留下的榜样。
But as for Solomon, he loved God in his heart, and he actually followed the example of his father David.
但渐渐的到第十一章，你看他本来从爱神的这个心他这个心本来爱神的，现在慢慢转到宠爱外邦的女子，这些都是公主了。
But then, until chapter 11, his heart that was originally very loving towards God, he gradually turned his heart to love the these foreign women, and they were all princesses.
这些女子特别在第十一章就说诱惑他的心去随从他们的神。
And these women, especially in chapter 11, it said that these women turned his heart away after other gods.
那表示，你看这些公主了哈，这些都是外邦的这些列国这个王啊送来的礼物，都是为了要讨好所罗门啊而有的婚姻呢。
And so we could see that these princesses, these foreign princesses, they were all gifts and presents sent to Solomon in order to please him.
我们知道这些婚姻，这样的婚姻哦，会带来几个效果。
And we have to understand that these kind of marriages would bring about a certain effect.
这些外邦的公主基本上都是在拜其他信仰的，都是拜偶像的。
These foreign princesses, they were of different religions, and they were all worshipping other gods.
因为摩押女子有摩押的神。
Because women from the Moabites, they have a Moabite god.
亚门人有亚门他们拜的信仰。
And the Ammonites have their own religion.
西顿人、赫人都有他们各自的神明。
Edomites and Hittites, they all have their own gods.
你看，这些都是公主。
But these are all princesses.
所以他们现在来到了以色列，来到耶路撒冷城。
And so now these people, they had come to Israel, to Jerusalem.
他们必然把他们所有的神明啊都带进来的。
And for sure, they would also bring with them all their gods.
那这些，所以现在耶路撒冷城啊，本来应该是拜神的唯一的地方，神立名的居所。
And
这是神拣选的城邑。
In the city of Jerusalem, it was supposed to be a place that's for worshiping God. It's a city that God chose.
现在耶路撒冷城变什么呢
？But then now, how did the city of Jerusalem become?
各国的神明哦，通通在耶路撒冷可以找到了。
You could actually find all sorts of gods, all foreign gods, in the city of Jerusalem.
就好像现在，这个列邦各国的这个神明，这个像万国博览会一样，这个各种神明，他们拜神的方式，他们是什么仪式，可能在耶路撒冷都可以找到。
Just like so, Jerusalem now had become sort of like an exhibition of all sorts of different foreign gods that you can actually find all the cultures and the way they worship in Jerusalem.
我们都在想看，所罗门他娶的这些外邦女子啊，知道做什么？
So now we can start thinking about after Solomon had married these foreign women, what would he do?
所罗门他娶这些外邦女子不是为了要生养孩子、啊。
The purpose of marrying these foreign women were not to have kids.
那这些公主她们被送到王宫来，她们一定要设法取悦这个王嘛，哈。
And these princesses, after being sent as gifts to the palace, they had to try to please him.
我们想想这些美丽的公主，她们要怎么样让王啊欢喜快乐
？And so,
让她心里面可以哇，这个好。
Let's start thinking about how these princesses would try to please the king to make him feel good in his heart.
所以通常公主也都会受到很多种各种不同才艺的训练，所以应该是。也是唱歌跳舞这些娱乐的事情，应该有两把刷子的了。
And so usually princesses are very highly cultured. They are very good at singing or dancing. They must be have some kind of skill.
你就想说，摩西在王宫法老的王宫里面学了各样的学问就好。
All you need to think about is how Moses had learned all sorts of things in the palace of the Egyptians.
那法老的女儿们呢、啊？她们难道不会学各样的才艺吗
？So wouldn't the daughters of Pharaoh learn all sorts of skills?
那所以呢，这些外邦的公主，她们现在进耶路撒冷城来，要讨所罗门喜欢，她一定要有各种表演呢、啊。
And so all these princesses, now that they are being sent to the palace, they must have all sorts of performances.
所以他们很自然地把他们当地的文化带到耶路撒冷城来。
So very, very naturally, they brought with they brought to Jerusalem their own culture.
那他们现在离开他们自己的家乡很远，他们要怎么样解决他们内心这个对家乡的依靠？要把他们的神明请进来啊。
And how would these princesses deal with the way that they missed their hometown and family since they left? So of course they would also bring with them their gods.
那通常我们如果看这个旧约历史里面呢、啊，这些拜偶像的这个信仰，通常跟他们的 表演跟他们的艺术有关系。
And from the history of the Old Testament, we could see that the way people worshipped their gods had everything to do with their culture and their art.
所以现在我们看所罗门哈，他自己本身事实上也是很有才艺的，不是吗？
And even King Solomon himself, he was very cultured.
你看他在写箴言传道书的时候
，when he was writing Proverbs and Ecclesiastes,
他你看他所罗门他的那个，他应该也是很擅长于这些文化活动，应该也是很 enjoy， 就是说他很会欣赏文化艺术的啦。
So from what he wrote, we could probably infer that he was also someone who was very cultured, and he would be very able to enjoy all these different things.
所以我们看，所罗门他现在哈，他这些是外邦的公主们哈，把他们的神明带进来以后，很有可能所罗门他并没有禁止。
So at this point, when all these princesses brought with them their own cultures into the palace, Solomon probably did not forbid them.
那现在这些妃嫔哦，都诱惑他的心。
And now all these concubines and wives, they started to tempt him.
我们想，现在所罗门他自己一个，他要面对1000个外邦的女子，都是拜偶像的。
So King Solomon, he was by himself, and he had to face 1,000 foreign women who worshipped idols.
我们想想看，今天如果我们面对，我们是一个单独一个人，面对一群人，不要说1000个，100个就好，他都跟我们的信仰是敌对，要诱惑我们的心。
And,
走跟他们走同样路了。
So let's think about if we were by ourselves. Let's not talk about 1,000 people, but just 100 people that surrounded us, and they were all of different faith, and they were there to tempt us to go.
就像我们的青年，今天我们如果出去跟我们的朋友不信的朋友要 hang out， 要出去做什么事就好了。
Just like the youth in our church, for example, if they were to go out with their non-believing friends,
如果这10个、20个同学都说要去做什么事，但是这跟信仰不合的。
And let's just think about how, say, 10 of his friends or 20 of his friends all said that they were going to do something that's not really in accordance with faith.
用各种方式要说服你说要跟他一起去。
And then they started to use all sorts of different ways to try to convince you to go do the same thing with them.
第一次我们可能会勇敢地说 no， 不可以。
So the very first time we might be very brave and say no.
但是如果在第二次呢？
But what about the second time?
如果连续第三天呢？
Or the third day?
如果这种情形天天都发生，我们能够说 no 能够撑多久？想想看。
And if this kind of situation happens to us every single day, how long can we persist in saying no?
所以现在这些妃嫔诱惑所罗门的心是每一天的工作，每一天的诱惑。
And so these concubines, the way they tempt the heart of Solomon, this was a work that's done on a daily basis.
他们诱惑所罗门是让他能够对他们所拜的神，他们的这些文化艺术各种活动，在耶路撒冷来做的时候，所罗门最后都要说 OK， 没问题。
And the temptations that they gave Solomon was basically let him say okay for all these activities and cultures of worshipping other foreign gods in Jerusalem.
特别是当他年老的时候。
And especially when he was old.
所以到第四节特别说，所罗门年老的时候，他就真的完全偏离神的路线了。
And that's why in verse 4 it says that when Solomon was old, that he had completely strayed from God.
他就跟随这些妃嫔的这些信仰去侍奉敬拜他们的神明了。
He had followed his wives to worship other gods.
你看第七节特别说
，Verse 7 it says，
所罗门为这些外邦的神明在耶路撒冷对面的山上建筑丘坛。
Solomon builds a high place for these foreign gods on the hill that is opposite of Jerusalem.
第八节说，他为那些向自己的神烧香献祭的外邦女子，就是他娶来的妃嫔，也是这样行啊。
And then verse 8 is said that he did likewise for all his foreign wives who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods.
所以对这个外邦偶像的信仰，所罗门他慢慢允许连外邦的女子，这些人在做这些拜偶像的事情，所罗门最后也跟从去了。
And so, starting from allowing them to do all these things, till the point that he actually followed them to do these things about worshiping other gods.
所以我们看到所罗门他的这个堕落，事实上是时间长期在这个诱惑环境当中，他最后一定走上这条道路。
And so we could see that Solomon fell because he was constantly living in the environment where it was filled with temptations.
特别当他年老以后。
Especially when he became old.
我们知道人年老以后，那个对一些事情的坚持就会放松，没有会那么严格。
And we also understand that as we age, a lot of the times we no longer are so strict about some of the things that we always insisted upon.
这是为什么？如果是这个阿公阿嬷在带孙子，那个孙子通常都管不了，因为你的心不会像做父母亲的时候那么样的坚持，一定会很软。
And that is why, oftentimes as grandparents, if they were the ones that's rearing up children, they usually would not be able to control the children because they're no longer like it when they were still parents.
因为年纪老的时候，对很多事情觉得说不需要那么坚持。
Because as we age, a lot of the times we start to feel that.We do not need to insist on so many things.
这个是如果能够抓住信仰，看透了这个世间的事情，对世界的事情，就不会那么坚持，不会那么在意这个物质的东西了。
So on one hand, if we focus on our faith, then very naturally we will no longer insist on too many of the things that is in this world.
但是如果他能够看透了，他对信仰对拜真神这件事情就会很坚持，能够把主耶稣基督抓住。
But then that is only when we really understand our faith and to really insist upon holding on to our faith.
因为最后我们发现说，世界上这东西最后都实际上是不会永存，没有什么价值的。
Because we'll eventually realize that the things in this world would lose their value eventually.
真正有价值的是神本身。
And what is truly valuable is God Himself.
所以，当我们信仰走过以后，我们会慢慢发现，应该坚持的就是敬拜神这件事情。
And so, after we walk on this path of our faith, we start to gradually realize that what we really need to insist on is the matter of worshiping God.
但是，如果拜神这件事情已经心他去追随这个外邦的风俗以后，那就不一样了。
But then, if our heart had already started to go after the culture of foreigners worshiping idols, then that's something different.
那最后对神所说的标准那个要求，我们就越来越松，就觉得说为什么要这样子？
The result of that is that in the end, we would start to wonder why is it that we have to insist upon the strict rules of the ways that we worship God.
从所罗门的这个见证，我们要小心。
We need to be very careful from this warning example that Solomon had.
今天魔鬼他影响我们的信仰，有时候用文化艺术这个层面来让我们混淆什么是该坚持还是什么是不该坚持。
Sometimes Satan uses culture and art to influence us so that we become confused and don't really know what are the things that we should insist and what are the things that we don't.
你看，现在文化跟艺术跟信仰基本上是很难分开的。
Most of the time, cultures and art, they are very different or they are distinct from faith.
就好像今天西方的文化离不开基督教的信仰。
For example, the culture of the Western society have something to do with Christianity.
一样的，现在东方的文化离不开偶像。
And it's the same that Eastern cultures usually it do not stray away from idols.
今天有时候我们对一些所谓的这个其他宗教信仰所做的雕刻啦，这些画画啦哈，这些图画啊。或者是一些这个所谓的艺术品呢，我们觉得说这个是艺术，为什么要跟宗教扯上关系
？So sometimes we have we look at paintings or like sculptures or writings, and then we view them as art and culture. And why do they have to have something to do with faith?
所以有时候我们就觉得说应该无所谓。
So sometimes we feel that these things should be okay.
但是真的无所谓吗？
But are they really okay?
如果我们看所罗门的例子哈，
If we look at the example of Solomon,
这个时候其实年轻的所罗门可能他还知道说要走在神的路上。
When Solomon was still young, he knew that he needed to walk on the path of God.
但是当他年老的时候，他这个坚持就不见了。
But when he became old, he lost his insistence.
他最后就跟随这个这些会嫔的建议，他们的路线。
And in the end, he started to follow after his concubines, wives, and followed after their advice.
甚至他自己去拜偶像去了。
Even he himself, he started to worship idols.
跟着这些妃嫔去献祭烧香。
He started to follow his wives to burn incense to their gods.
所以最后就惹神发怒。
And so in the end, it brought about the wrath of God.
所以第九节就说神向他发怒。
And so in verse 9, it said the Lord became angry with Solomon.
因为他的心偏离了向他两次显现主以色列的神。
Because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel who had appeared to him twice.
他现在忘记了他所拥有这一切是神给他的。
He had forgotten that everything he had was given to him by God.
他在享受神的恩典同时却忘记了要坚持神给他的原则。
He had forgotten the principles that he needed to insist among the blessings that God had given him.
这是我们要很小心的。
And this is something that we need to be very careful.
我们也看到所罗门的国度从此就失落了平安。
And we also see that kingdom that Solomon had started to lose peace.
当他的心偏离神之后。
When his heart had turned away from God.
结果呢？这个外患就四起，从以东到亚兰到自己国内忧外患开始一直来了。
Starting from outside the kingdom of Edomite, until what was inside, all these things started to arise.
国家要走上分裂的这个路线呢？
So his kingdom started to go down the path of breaking up.
那在第十四节哈。这里特别，如果我们想想，真的是很讽刺。
And in verse 14, when we read here, if we think about it, this is actually quite ironic.
你看第十四节是说，神使以东人哈达兴起，要做所罗门的敌人。
In verse 14, it said that the Lord raised up an adversary against Solomon, Hadad the Edomite.
好，那现在这个以东人哈，这个以东人，他最后是说他跑到了哈达是幼童的时候，他跑到埃及去躲起来，在那边长大。
And Hadad, this Edomite, he actually fled to Egypt and he grew up in Egypt.
最后这个哈达成为所罗门你看圣经特别记载了第一个最大的这个外患。
And then the Bible recorded that actually this person, Hadad, became the greatest adversary that Solomon had.
我们想想埃及跟所罗门他这个国度是什么关系啊？
But if we think about the relationship of the kingdom of Egypt and Solomon,
埃及法老王是所罗门的亲家呢。
The Pharaoh of Egypt was the in-law of Solomon.
他本来是想要借着这个婚姻让他的国家稳定的，不是吗？
Didn't he try to use marriage to stabilize his political power?
但是现在在埃及却成为培养他的敌人的摇篮了。
But then yet, Egypt actually became this cradle to rear up his greatest enemy.
埃及王有对所罗门他的国度的安定有任何帮助吗？
Did King of Pharaoh actually have any help in stabilizing the kingdom of Solomon?
没有，还反而你看把他的这个哈达养到非常的厉害很强啊。
It did not, and instead they actually reared up Hadad to be someone who was very strong.
那我们就看到说，其实所罗门当时候想要借着这个婚姻来让他的国家稳定得福气。这个根本是做不到的事。
And so we could see that the original plan that Solomon had of using his marriage to achieve political stability did not work at all.
最后他就付出代价了。
And then in the end, he actually paid the price.
他惹神发怒。
He made God angry.
他想要从列邦得到稳定力量，也都没有成功。
And he also did not achieve the purpose of having the stability from the other nations.
但是因着这个大卫的缘故呢，所以所罗门在活着的时候不会看到他国家分裂的这个事实。
But then, because for the sake of David, Solomon did not see the fact that his kingdom would be splitting up.
他堕落的之后的结果就是，连他本来所信任的这些他的重用的仆人都成为他的敌人了。
And the result of his fall was that the servants that he once trusted, those faithful servants, all became his enemies.
你看，耶罗波安就是其中一个。
Rehoboam was one of them, or Jeroboam was one of them.
他是第二十八节是本来是所罗门派他来做监管耶色家一切工程的，这是他的这个工程的主管呢。
Jeroboam was once a worker or like a manager that Solomon hired.
但最后成为国家分裂，另外一个。带领国家走向分裂的一个另外一个王出来了。
But then he became someone who led the kingdom to split up.
那这个耶罗波安他的出现其实是因为所罗门他犯罪所带出的结果。
And the appearance of Jeroboam was actually the result of the sin that Solomon committed.
他其实是这个事就是最后会有的。会必然会有这个一个事实出现的。
And so, he was the result of the consequence of committing a sin.
这件事情是出于神啊。
And this matter came from God.
也就是说，事实上是因为人偏离神之后，最后一定会有的结局就是人会发现说，本来他所爱的人变成他的仇敌。
This is the result of once a man strays away from God, then he would find that the person that he once loved became his enemy.
那时候我们继续看第十二章，我们看到一样的罗伯安身上也是这样子。
And if we continue to read chapter 12, then we see the same happening to Rehoboam.
罗伯安是所罗门的儿子。
Rehoboam was the son of Solomon.
你看当时候他在成长的过程当中，他国家也是平安的。
As he was growing up, his kingdom was in peace.
他本来也是，你看，要大家以色列人要立他做王的。
And originally, the Israelites wanted to make him king.
第十二章一开头就是讲他在示剑，以色列人到那里要立他做王。
In the beginning of chapter 12, it said that he went to Shechem, and all Israel wanted to make him king.
但这个时候，耶罗波安出现在当中。
But then at this time, Jeroboam appeared.
因为所罗门死了之后，耶罗波安就从埃及回来了。
Because after King Solomon died, Jeroboam came back from Egypt.
耶罗波安他是得到很多百姓的心的人。
And Jeroboam was someone that had the hearts of the people.
他成为民意出发声音的代表。
He became the voice of the people.
所以其实有很多人心向着他。
So actually, a lot of the people's hearts were after Jeroboam.
可是当时候，罗伯安他自己在这个恩典当中，他也不懂得珍惜。
But then, Jeroboam himself, he was also under grace, and he didn't realize it.
你看第十二章的第二节特别说。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
第二节，罗伯安来了啊。
So verse 2, when Jeroboam came.
第三节是以色列人请他来，叫他一起来。
The third verse, verse 3, it tells us that the Israelites asked him, they sent and called him.
他就跟以色列的会众来见罗伯安王。
So Jeroboam came with the whole Israelites to
然后跟他说,
speak to the king.
是不是能够请你让我们这个父的轭比较轻松一些?
And then he said to the king, would you lighten the yoke that's on our back?
那这样子我们就会侍奉你。
In this way, we will service you.
好了，现在其实罗伯安他面临一个危机，可是他竟然不了解。
So, Rehoboam, he actually was facing a crisis, but he did not realize it.
他其实已经在这个恩典当中被神保守下来的，有至少有一些部分的王百姓会跟从他的。
He was actually under grace, the grace of God, that there would be a part of the people that would follow him.
可是接下去他竟然没有警觉，国家已经处在分裂的阶段了。
But then the next step, he did not even realize that his kingdom was about to split.
他其实百姓当时候民怨很深，已经觉得说恶很重。
At that time, actually, the complaints of the people were already very deep.
而且这个百姓又找了一个代言人来跟他争取了。
And actually, the people had find someone as their representative, like a voice to appeal to him.
但是罗伯安呢？那这个时候，他跟这些人说，三天之后再来见我哈。
And so Rehoboam said to the people, just come back and see me in 3 days.
好，第六节。
Verse six.
罗伯安先去找他这些父亲留下的这个老年人。
So Rehoboam first went to look for these elders.
那老年人跟他说，第七节。
And verse seven, the elders told him.
现在王如果服侍这个民如同仆人，用好话回答他们，他们就永远做王的仆人。
If you will be a servant to these people today and serve them, answer them, they will be your servants forever.
这个就是老年人给他的忠告。
So this was the advice told him by the elders.
要让他知道说怎么样在这个现有的恩典当中能够站立得住，而且让这个国位能够一直延续下去的。
They wanted to tell him how he could stand in grace to continue his kingdom.
意思就是说，王一定要先自己有仆人的心态。
It tells us that as the king, Rehoboam needed to have the attitude of a servant.
就好像主耶稣所说的，他这个王来是要服侍人的，不是要来去管辖人的。
Just like what Jesus told us that the king comes to be a servant and not to control others.
要用好话回答他们。
He needed to speak to them with good words.
也就是说要有爱心。
Meaning that he needed to have love.
要懂得把这个好的话讲给百姓听。
He needed to know and understand how to speak kind words.
所以他要先心里面能够谦卑，有这个做仆人的心之后，用把这个话讲出来，让百姓可以听得知道说，哎，王很关心我们。
So he first needs to have this humility in his heart and speak good words out of love to his people so that the people understand that the king actually cared for them.
那这样子他们就能够永远做王的仆人了。
And in this way, they would always be the servants of the king.
所以要得到仆人之前，要自己先做仆人。
So before you gain your servants, you need to be a servant yourself.
这个基本上就是用神的方式来生活来管理国家。
And this basically was the way of God to live and to manage your kingdom.
但是很可惜的，罗伯安他拒绝了老人的提议。
But then it was very regretful that Rehoboam actually rejected the advice of the elders.
最后他采用少年人给他的这个严厉的话来回答这些百姓。
In the end, he chose the advice that he got from the young man to answer his people.
他最后用那个很骄傲自大的话去回答了这一群本来心里面已经准备要偏出去的百姓。
In the end, he spoke to the people out of the pride from his heart, to a group of people that were already about to leave.
最后我们都知道国家就分裂了。
And in the end, we know that the kingdom split.
最后罗伯安逃回耶路撒冷去。
And in the end, Rehoboam had to flee back to Jerusalem.
我们看所罗门他的例子。
So looking at the example that Solomon had,
他的心偏离神。
His heart turned away from God.
是从婚姻开头。
And it started from his marriage.
本来他事实上是在神的祝福底下是可以国位非常稳定的。
Under the blessing of God, originally he could have had a very stable kingdom.
他本来是爱神的，最后他的心变成爱外邦女子的。
And he loved God in the beginning, but in the end, he loved foreign women.
所以这就是我们今天如果青年如果婚姻没有稳定没有顺在主里面很成功了。
And so it tells us that for our younger generation today, if their marriage is not very smooth in the Lord.
我们今年教会办这些青年团契的活动，目的其实就是要能够促进青年在主里面能够结婚成家。
The church is holding the activities for the youth, and one of the purpose is to help facilitate the youth marrying in the Lord.
因为青年的婚姻如果没有成功，我们以后就找不到工人。
Because if the marriages are not successful, then we will not find workers in the future.
我们以后就没有敬虔的后代。
And we will not have godly offspring.
我们之前所训练所花的心血，可能最后都归零。
And all the efforts and time that we had invested may all come to nothing.
那这个神的羊很有可能就流失了。
And also the sheep of God may be lost.
所以青年为什么这个婚姻非常重要？
And that is why it's very crucial when we look at the matter of the marriages.
一定能够坚持在主里面找到同样信仰的这个配偶才行。
We have to insist that we marry within the same faith in the Lord.
那所罗门他的 见解，就让我们看到说，就算一个很聪明、很有能力的人，他都没有办法挡住这样的影响。
And from the example of what happened to Solomon, we could see that even for someone who had a lot of wisdom, was unable to resist the influence.
尼希米他特别提出所罗门这个见解。
And Nehemiah specifically brought about the warning example of Solomon.
所以我们一定要得到警惕。
So we have to learn from this example.
让我们共同来关心青年的婚姻。
Let us all care for the marriages for the youth.
因为我们今天教会得到神很多的祝福恩典。
Because we had received a lot of blessings from God in our church.
我们绝对不能够从这个恩典上堕落。不能够让下一代因着婚姻而流失。
Let us not fall from this grace and lose the next generation because of their marriages.
那我们对下一代的栽培最重要的方向，就是要他们懂得用谦卑的心来服侍众人。
And the most important direction when we're educating the next generation is that they have to understand that they need to serve everyone and serve God with a humble heart.
要效法主耶稣基督所留下的榜样。
We all have to follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天年轻的一代如果不会懂得有谦卑的心服侍，如果产生骄傲的态度，基本上就很有可能会步上罗伯安的后尘。
If the younger generation do not understand that we need to serve God and others with a humble heart, then it is very likely that we would follow down the path of Rehoboam.
就算在主里面结婚，
even if they married in the Lord,
如果心没有真的谦卑的，
and if there is no humility in our hearts,
最后没有办法真的服侍神的。
In the end, we would not be able to truly serve God.
那这样子，其实我们看到罗伯安的结局，就知道这样的路线最后的结果是什么。
And so, in the end, we would see the result of this path.
所以我们要在神的恩典上站立得住。
So we have to stand firm in the grace of God.
要用我们一生的生命来敬畏来遵守神的话语。
And we need to fear God and follow His commandments with our life.
我们最后来看诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他这里讲这句话。
It tells us right here.
十六篇第四节说：“以别神代替主的，他们的愁苦必加增；他们所浇奠的血，我不献上；我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。”
Psalm 16, verse 4. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, who hasten after another god.Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips.
第五节。
Verse 5.
主是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
愿我们都能够在神的恩典当中站得住。
May we all stand firm in the grace of God.
永远都是敬畏这独一的真神。
And we fear this eternal God forever.
将他所赐我们的救恩持守到永远。
And that we keep the salvation that He has given to us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
363首。
363.